Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, the chapter on the permissibility of wearing silk for those who have itchy skin. Those people that have a rash, that have an itchy skin, that is allowed to wear silk because of the fact that he has some type of a rash, some type of itchy skin. We learn one very important principle in Shariat from this hadith, is that الضروراتُ تُبِيحُ الْمَحْظُورَاتِ. Some things that Shariat has made impermissible, there are certain times when those impermissible things are permitted to use. For example, a person's life is in danger, a person's limb is in danger, or a person is put through extremely dangerous situation by him not doing something that, or using something, by employing the use of something that is impermissible. For example, a person is completely hungry, he hasn't had any food, and the only thing available, he may be on a journey, he may be out in another foreign land, the only thing available at that time now is pork. We know pork is haram, but yet to save the person's life, even that pork also becomes permissible for him to use. Why? It is a genuine need at that time to use it. So now, to the extent, الضرورةُ تتقدر بقدر الضرورة. The need now is limited, is restricted to the extent of the need. So a person, to the extent that he needs to eat that pork now to stay alive, that will become permissible for him to use. So like that, if a person needs medication for his health is deteriorating, is danger to his life, danger to some limb of his body, and now the only medication that is there is a medication that has got alcohol in it. So at that time now, and there's no alternative, at that time now, even that medication, that alcohol now becomes permissible out of need. But to the extent of the need, the person doesn't now carry on eating that, for example, pork example we gave. He doesn't continue eating it and eating and taking enjoyment from it. No, just to the extent that I need to stay alive, a person will use it. This is known as dharura. Dharura comes from the word dharar. Dharar means harm. In Arabic, dharar means harm. That a person will be harmed if he does not employ the use of it. Then we find that Shariat makes it permissible. So up till now we did the hadith that showed us that for a man to wear silk is impermissible. But here we find that what the chapter is saying, that person that is suffering from a type of a rash, and now because of that, the only fabric that is available to him and the only fabric that he may wear that will cause less interference with his skin, that is light on his skin, that is not coarse and difficult, especially in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, they didn't have that amount of fabrics that we have. If they had something, it was coarse, it was rough, it was like sack. So now if a person has got a type of a rash on his skin, then that sack cloth now just makes it worse, continuously rubbing upon it, so it makes it worse. So the other alternative he's got silk. Shariat is saying now in his case, it is permissible for him to use silk. So therefore understanding where the hadith fits in is very, very important. It's not that it's a blanket ruling that a person may just use silk. It's because there's no other alternative for him. And now, if he wears something else, it will just aggravate his medical condition. So here, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is narrating that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu and Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhuma to wear silk because of an itchy condition, some rash type of condition they were suffering from. They were out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now it was difficult for them. Silk is permitted as an armor. How an armor is permitted, how armor is used in time of war. So like that, silk is allowed to be used. So they were out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They picked up the skin condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is explaining that for you all now to wear silk is permissible. So this we learn one important lesson, important usul, that permissibility in something that is generally not allowed is only allowed at a time of extreme need, and that too to the extent that is needed, not beyond that. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. When a person has the love for Allah Ta'ala and he has the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then when he hears that something is impermissible, something is not permitted, then immediately he wants to bring it in his life. As the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi explains, that person that does not have the love, he's not drowning in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says though his life is wasted, because he does not have that ishq and that love of Allah Ta'ala, he'll be going in this direction, going in that direction, But a man that is driven by love of Allah Ta'ala, driven by the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the moment he comes to know that something is not permissible, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't like this, Allah Ta'ala does not like this, he doesn't need too much of explanation. He's prepared to accept the moment he hears it. Allah Ta'ala create that kind of condition in our hearts also. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The competition amongst the pious on this day is who can read more salawat, who can send more durood upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So whichever durood is simple, easy in our tongue, let it continue flowing instead of wasting time chit-chatting, talking, listening to the radio, etc. Let us spend as much time as we can sending salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Other thing we should do is make it a point of reciting Surah Al-Kahf. Encourage the children, encourage the family to recite Surah Al-Kahf, especially in this time of fitna and fasad. And try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah. There's a lot of reward for coming Jumu'ah. Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would mention, he was the Khalifa Hazrat Mulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. He would say, that person that comes early for Jumu'ah Salah, Allah will cause his work for the rest of the week to finish off early. Allah will give him such barakat because of him coming early for Jumu'ah. Whatever work he's got for the rest of the week, that work also will get completed early because this person came early for Jumu'ah Salah. So we shouldn't do it specifically for that, but it's one of the fringe benefits, one of the benefits of coming early for Jumu'ah Salah. So we should try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah, and we should also try and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah in engaging in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.